Ukraine security issue.
On Sunday morning, Russian forces launched a powerful missile strike on the town of Bravary, 20 kilometers northeast of Kyiv, apparently targeting a military radar and communication hub. The authorities reported unspecified civilian casualties and serious damage to the town's infrastructure. The General Staff of the Ukrainian Armed Forces also reported an increase in the intensity and frequency of artillery and missile strikes on Ukrainian army positions and residential areas along the front line in the Donetsk and Luhansk regions. Russian troops again tried to break through the Ukrainian line of defense, but all their 10 attempts were thwarted, the report said. The Russians have again demanded that the defenders of the besieged Azov port city of Mariupol surrender, but the Ukrainian heroes are holding the line. According to President Volodymyr Zelensky, there are two ways to deblock Mariupol, either an offensive operation that requires heavy weapons or at least negotiations in which world leaders could and should play an important role. Deputy Defense Minister Hanna Mahler said on Monday, citing the Ukrainian military intelligence, that the Russians were gearing up for a landing operation aiming to seize Mariupol.
Mariupol стоїть, і разом з тим збройні сили України потужно здійснюють цю оборону.
Mariupol is holding out. The Ukrainian armed forces are defending the city. Mariupol's role is extremely important right now because it is in fact a shield protecting many other regions. It holds the Russian troops back from advancing deeper into Ukrainian territory, said Deputy Defense Minister Hanna Mahler. The Kharkiv region remains one of the focal areas of the Russian occupiers' attacks and strikes. The General Staff reports intensive military action in the region. Repeatedly failing to take Kharkiv by ground forces, the Russians resort to systematic and indiscriminate airstrikes and long-range artillery shelling, which continue around the clock. Doctors pick up the wounded near entrances and shops. Our reporters visited a city hospital and were told by one of the patients, Olga, that she was wounded when she was just having a walk. We went outdoors to take some fresh air and came under fire. It was sunny, the weather was very fine, kids were riding push scooters, some were playing tennis, and then all of a sudden we heard a roar and saw explosions. Then I saw those three boys that had just been playing there, all of them were dead. Blood gushed out of my leg and I lay in the pool of my own blood, said Olga. Vyacheslav Vakulenko, chief physician of the hospital, said the doctors spent hours on end at operating tables, saving the lives of the wounded and injured. We have four teams of surgeons and four teams of trauma specialists. We practically live here. We wake up in the morning and start working. We have a bomb shelter here and we are always ready to treat cases of any severity. We receive everyone, we give them the first aid and stabilize them. And then we give them the necessary treatment, said Vyacheslav Vakulenko. Thousands of bodies of Ukrainian civilians that are found in the liberated towns and villages are undeniable proofs of Russian atrocities and will definitely serve as evidence in future trials of Russian war criminals. As of April 17th, the police had confirmed the deaths of 1,222 civilians in the Kyiv region alone and said that the number would likely grow as rescuers continue to unearth common graves and recover bodies from ruins of houses. In the northeastern Sumy region, rescuers have found parts of chemical weapons. The security service of Ukraine is working on the case, according to Yuri Bova, the mayor of Trostenets, Sumy region. In the village of Bilka, we found remnants of chemical weapons. We found ampoules with sarin and other agents. The security service has launched an investigation. I don't know how the invaders wanted to use it. They may have wanted to target Kyiv or Poltava or other cities. The Russian army left behind stench, litter, looted stores and mines. They mined very many cemeteries, plantations, parks and administrative buildings, said Yuri Bova. Ukraine has displaced almost 12 million people. 4.8 million of them have fled abroad, according to the Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees. However, some of the Ukrainians who left the country escaping from the war are now returning. The State Border Service reported that between the 2nd and 15th of April, around 500,000 people left the country and around 400,000 people entered it.